Blog Talk Radio. Morning. This is Mariola from Authentic Urban Human broadcasting this early morning from Greenville, South Carolina. I welcome all the listeners who are going to listen to archives. And also, I would like to extend my thanks to everyone who was interviewed before. So our Authentic Urban Human Radio can broadcast monthly or bi-weekly and relate to subjects of healing, public health, wellness, and focusing on wellness and solutions. Today, we are going to talk about wonderful Nia dance and Nia technique, finding your own body's way. My guest, Annie Sparks-Poteet, is interviewed, and the interview is pre-recorded. We will have three different parts to this interview, so please stay tuned at least 45 minutes. The first part is the actual interview. The next part is an interview with several members who dance, the Nia dance. And also, the last part, which is very important as well, I am going to allow Annie to, with her own words, tell you how to find her. Also, all the information regarding original creation of Nia dance movement and technique is found on the links through the websites that are listed right here. In our Blog Talk Radio information. So again, welcome to the show. And if you listen to archives, please stay tuned at least 45 minutes. Thank you.
Hey, Annie.
Hi.
How are you, Mariola?
I'm good. Thank you. First of all, thank you so much for allowing me to interview you and ask you a couple of questions. This interview is going to be only 30 minutes, so I will ask you the main questions.
Okay, great.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's an honor to be here.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed the class. It was wonderful.
Thank you.
Everyone seems to be very relaxed, and I just love the camaraderie, too.
People and you. And I love the quality of ladies who show up and dance together here.
Yeah, it's great discipline and commitment. Also commitment to slow down, relax, and honor the body.
Absolutely. It makes a whole difference in your day.
Yeah, sure. And the whole week. Every week I look forward to come here.
Well, we love having you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're a shining light.
Oh, thank you.
Looking forward to you showing up.
Well, thank you so much. All of you bring smile to my heart. Well, I would like to ask you a question maybe from the very beginning. Can you tell us something about yourself, like just a little biography, but not too much, just
sure.
Pertaining to dance?
Yeah. Well, my name is Annie Sparks Petit, and I've been teaching NIA. I certified years ago. I'm a black belt now, and I teach about 10 classes a week all over Asheville and Hendersonville. And it's the joy of my life. I get to dance my passion and share that with groups from all over the, from fit bodies like yours and mine to people in skilled nursing and residential homes and all the way to assisted living mm-hmm. and everything in between. So I modify it a lot. Mm-hmm. Quick biography. Back in 1997, I was searching for work that was my passion. Mm-hmm. I was happy, but I wanted to feel passionate about what I did. And in that space of like a prayerful search, NIA showed up for me in a very, very strong way. And there was a little miracle that accompanied what it cost to become certified. I didn't have that in my bank account at the time. Sure. And a little miracle showed up, and that money manifested for me just in time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went right into that training and haven't looked back.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're quite the talent. I spoke with one of the nurses from Mission Hospital, and she said to me, she's teaching NIA too, and her name is Diane, and she said that you are her favorite class. She loves it. So you have lots of diehard people who are in your corner, and they'll drive to see you. I know perhaps one day I'll drive to Asheville too and bring some friends.
I hope so.
Well, yeah. Can you tell us also a little bit about NIA? This is the introduction. Well, I would love to maybe do one more interview with you. But would you tell me basically about NIA? How the NIA affects health from the perspective of a teacher?
Okay. There's a lot to say. So NIA to me is just the most fun, easy way to find our way back from our left brain world into our right brain, body, heart, mind, and to make sure that those realms of our being are traveling with us along the path, and that they are kind of making our lives more juicy.
Mm-hmm.
It is a form of movement. It's spelled NIA. It is a form of movement that has been derived from 9 different movement forms, all that were selected because they move the body very organically and along the lines of the way the body was actually designed to move, as opposed to, say, ballet, which is very beautiful, but it kind of distorts the body. It makes you do things to your body that are painful in the name of that art. The movement forms in NIA are just the opposite. They're very organic, very holistic. They move the way the body was meant to move, so that if anybody has old injuries, NIA over time can gently heal those and bring you back to yourself. Just real quickly, again, on my experience, my path, and why I chose NIA, was that back then I was overweight. I was looking for a way to get back in shape, and the only way I knew to go about it was to put on spandex and go into a gym and take a step class.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hard. I felt very conscious of my weight in that outfit. I didn't like being there. I didn't feel good. The workout itself was kind of a pounding workout, so I got so sore my body didn't want to do it again for like a week and a half. And so then I found NIA, and it was so gentle and moved me in flowing ways, and also ways where we use Taekwondo and the strength and the contractions of that, and just all these 9 movement forms mixed together gave my body ways to move that felt so blissful and so good. And my heart was loving dancing that way. My spirit was loving dancing
mm-hmm.
that way. I forgot that I was there because of body issues. And one day I looked down and I noticed that the weight was leaving, just as a natural consequence of being in a movement form that was nurturing my heart and my spirit as well as my body.
Well, this is wonderful. I can relate with so much since I had a severe back injury, and I was nursing the injury through different rehabilitative conventional procedures, and I did not medicate the pain, so I needed to be very gentle with my movement. And when I discovered Nia and gently learned the steps and followed the somatic awareness and the directions of my teacher, and I wasn't perfectionistic, I really flew with the whatever the body allowed me to do and however in the speed of the rhythm, my own rhythm.
Exactly.
I was able to fit in the class, and I did not injure myself in the class. That was my biggest fear. Will I re-injure myself again? And I didn't.
Yeah,
so
and that's, yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. And that's a beautiful aspect of Nia, that every teacher that you encounter has been trained and very well trained to share with students to honor your body and let the sensations that you're feeling in that moment guide your movement and move into just the way you so beautifully put it, to honor how you're feeling and don't overdo it and do just what your body can do that day and know that that's the exact perfect amount for you to move that day. You don't have to move more. You don't have to push into the burn or the pain in order to have a great workout. In fact, it's just the opposite. When the movement feels good in your body, it is healing. It is soothing, and it is giving you exactly what your body needs. That's the wisdom of the body. And Nia trains us to find that wisdom and to be with that wisdom and to learn to listen to that wisdom of the body more deeply. And that wisdom is conveyed to us through sensations of joy and ease and pleasure and comfort as we move. And just a little sideline about Diane.
Mm-hmm.
Diane is a hero of mine. She is teaching Nia in the hospital system
mm-hmm.
to cancer survivors.
Exactly.
And people who have been through trauma with their bodies that tends to, your spirit tends to move away from the body and out of the body and away from that pain. And she is gently bringing those people back together, the spirit with the body, through Nia. And I just really honor her for the work she's doing there.
So am I, and I would like for her to come and be interviewed. Maybe both of you could be on the air to bring it to public. The reason why I'm creating this series is to bring the medical community together for referrals and explain to my medical community, my peers, that there are some wonderful complementary modalities that are evidence-based and available. And if we create a hub of advocacy for people who are willing to work extra and learn the reasons why we should do research and align our bodies with gentle recovery, would probably be very beneficial for us to create that hub between North Carolina and South Carolina so we can have more Nia in South Carolina, because we have epidemics of chronic illness, injuries, and also survivorship of cancer. And what a beautiful example North Carolina is setting for us in South Carolina to maybe train people. We even have Nia teacher in South Carolina.
And there are trainers of Nia. There's a training faculty of Nia. And it would be just a joy for us to find enough people who are interested in training to be teachers in South Carolina. And we could invite a trainer to come to this area and conduct a training so that we could just bring it to them.
That's right. You know, Nia reminds me of the new role of nursing, because nurses are being taught to be a coach people, and the coaching patients or public is to meet them where they are and being present moment to moment. And what I love about your class, that like you mentioned about the right brain, you use lots of visualization with the movement. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Sure. Yes. And this is, again, something that Nia teachers are trained to do. Over my 17 years, I have done it better sometimes than others, and sometimes I've gone to speaking to move your body part this way, this way, this way, and that doesn't really connect with people's spirits. But when we visualize,
mm-hmm.
then we're using the mind and the imagination to fuel body's movement, and the body memory can move into things. Like if we say swim, the body knows how to do that. You don't have to say, okay, move your arm this way and then your elbow. And, yeah, very symbolic and very holistic, using the whole mind-body connection at one time. And it also puts us in another realm. So we're not just in the physical realm, but we're also, you know, the imagination, our creativity is being worked out, if you will. And the whole of us is invited to come into class.
And I love the way how you let us connect with each other when you initiate connection, when we have a free dancing, that you let the community to interact and look at each other's face and giggle. We have a little bit of laughter.
Yes, the social aspect.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, and the laughter and the joy and the fun and the silliness and all of that. I don't know what else to say about that. Except
well, I would love to see how many neurotransmitters are being released. Many of the body at that moment.
I know. I would love to see the brain, you know, all lit up when we're doing all that. And another quick aspect of Nia is, and it's more purely mind, body, physical, is the idea of neuroplasticity and how we use patterns. We set up movement patterns with our body that our brain has to learn, and then we switch. And then we come back to it, and then we switch, and we come back to it. So our brain is very, very actively engaged with what our body is doing, and that sets up neurons and fires the neurotransmitters and creates connections between the mind and the body that may not have been there before. And the most effective way that it has been found to deal with mental problems such as
chemo brain fog, or perhaps people who had an injury to their brain through addiction, whether it was induced by pharmacological and prescription medication or any type of injury to brain, chemo brain.
Perfect.
The fogginess, I mean,
I feel that. I was thinking of also dementia. Alzheimer's. It's been proven that creating and maintaining movement patterns with your body directed by your brain helps to offset and keep dementia and Alzheimer's from coming on as quickly
Well, the science is teaching us in the neuroscience what fires together, wires together. So when you fire the part of the brain continuously through the pattern of music, visualization and movement, and socialization, because the social aspect is very...
It is.
It's authentic and also very organic.
Yeah. It's good.
Well, I have another question. Imagine yourself being with totally new people that have never done Nia. How challenging it is for you? If you had a group that never, ever had any Nia
before. I love those people. I love to have those people come in because they put us all in back in beginner's mind. You know, and then we all get to see things from a new, that beginner's perspective, which is fresh. But if I had a whole room of people like that, I would just say to them, this is for you. This is your body. We start where your body is. And the first focus that we use in a class like that would be just find that sensation that feels good to you. Might call it joy, the physical sensation of joy. That would be our first focus. And I would lead them in some very simple movement patterns, and I make sure to watch and see that they're connecting to those moves before I move on to the next move or the next move. So that class might look very different than a class of that here where people have been doing this together for 10 or 12 years. But that's okay. We just start from where they are, and I watch for that look on their face where they're getting it, where they're feeling it.
I can tell you're very connected with us. I love that. Thank you for being that way. I have one more question. You realize that that word Nia, N-I-A, is real. People don't know. When I say Nia, and I say NIA, neurointegrative activity, I try to tell them about the integration. It's very difficult for people to get it at the beginning. And I love your poster when you have this little heart that explains very plainly what it is, and you see the movement, like blissful looking woman moving her arms. It's very good. What would be your idea of introducing that inside Kalina for us, so people can maybe video? Maybe, I wonder if we could maybe have create a video.
I'm wide open to have
video, like would be organic video in community.
I would love to create a video, and I would love to come down to South Carolina and do a demo. For anybody,
maybe a cancer survivorship center. They have a couple of, and maybe you could do it with Justine. She's still there.
Oh, good.
So maybe both of you could, if they invite us, we can maybe connect with some of the navigators from the cancer survivorship. We have several hospitals. We have 3 hospitals in South Carolina. Maybe they will be interested to see how Diane is doing that mission.
Absolutely.
So if we could have like some kind of fundraiser together, similar to the one that they had in Hendersonville, and they had a live music, they had a drummer.
So we would do a little, what we call a NIA jam, where several NIA teachers teach, and we rotate, and then it could be a fundraiser for whatever.
For hospice or something related to cancer survivorship.
And also use it as a demo for anybody that you would like to educate to what NIA is and what the benefits are.
Well, the benefits are really fantastic. And the gentleness of the dance is a really winning ticket for me, because I would not place myself harm way anymore. You know, like the Ahimsa yoga, where we do not harm, we do not harm others or self. And that self gentleness and honoring is really missing in our society, and the way how we push ourselves and compete is really counterproductive to healing.
It is, I agree. And NIA has been built around the idea of cooperation and community and healing and trusting your body and deepening your connection to your body. And that word connection is a big word in NIA in so many ways. Connection of the right, left brain, connection of the mind, body, spirit, connection of ourselves to each other and any relationship. So I totally agree with what you just said.
Well, in conclusion, I also wanted to add heart part, because when you talk to us very gently and you tell us to encircle and move our arms and open our hearts, I can really see, you know, I'm doing the heart math. I mentor people with heart math. I can tell that probably people were in tremendous coherence. They're probably very, very much connected to the pleasure and the positive appreciation and all the positive thoughts that are opening the heart and magnifying that resonance. Because I feel a huge coherence here with us.
Thank you.
That's
feel
from
it
you.
Too.
That's from you.
Well,
you set it up very well.
It's an honor, and I just, as I've shared with you before, words come to me as I'm there, and I've always felt and believed that it's the energy and the desires of the hearts of everyone who comes into class is present in any moment that I'm speaking, and I'm just the channel and opening and letting whatever is needed in your hearts and their bodies and their minds at that moment to take them to the next level of comfort, ease, pleasure, bliss, and happiness with themselves and joy in their lives and gratitude for what we have. And so it's and it always blesses me as it comes through.
Well, I love the last part I wanted to introduce to the public is, when you conclude, you always repeat the initial words that we said intention. And today, like, my intention was balance. And then there were other people that they said, I don't remember, there was just flexibility or some other intention we had for our body. But at the end, I'd love for you maybe to explain how you tell us to step into our day with that
Oh, it's her latest. Uh-huh. So we take a moment after we've moved and we've been all around the room and we've been down on the floor, and then we come back up into standing and stillness, and we close our eyes and we remember the intention that we set for ourselves, whether it was flexibility or clarity or healing or balance or strength. I think some of those were present today. So we remind ourselves of that, and we take a moment and see it as something that's already there for us. We take a moment and sense it in our bodies, and then we open up and envision our day filled with that quality and any other quality that we desire to have in that day. And we envision that day unfolding in front of us in a way that makes us feel lighter and happier and more alive and more connected and more abundant and more joyful in every way. And then we imagine as beautifully as we can that vision, and then we allow that vision to expand 3 times bigger or 10 times bigger out beyond the limits of our imagination. And then when we feel that sensation of, wow, what if my day could be like that? Then we open our eyes and we step into that day.
Well, thank you for helping us to experience it on the air.
Thank you for helping me share it in this way. I'm so honored and so blessed. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Our sharing was very organic and wasn't staged, so I feel very comfortable. It was just like dancing Nia with each other with words. So thank you so much,
Mariola. You are wonderful.
Oh, you too. I'm honored that my path led me to your classroom.
Me too. I love having you here.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, this is Lori. Hi, Lori. How are you? I didn't hear you. Come on.
I am interviewing the classmates after our class.
My name is Suzanne, and I feel invigorated and alive.
Thank you, Suzanne, for sharing that. How do you feel?
Exuberant. My name is Sue.
And so how long have you been dancing?
At least 12 years.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. With an eye, and I feel more energy today.
Thank you. I enjoyed dancing with you. It was very nice.
It was good to be back in the groove.
Wonderful. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Hey, do you mind to share with us, take your name, and share with us how you feel after the class today?
Yes, I would. My name is Leah Barth, and I'm a new teacher in Hendersonville, and I feel amazing. My body feels balanced and calm, yet I've moved, and I breathe, and I feel energized, and it is a wonderful, wonderful way to begin my day today.
Well, thank you so much, and you are very, very a talented individual. I was behind you.
Thank you.
I can tell that you really know what you're doing.
It feels good.
Thank you.
Okay.
You as a teacher, take your name. Would you tell us?
Yes, I'm Annie Sparks Petit, and I'm a Nia teacher. I just taught this class. I had the privilege of doing that. And I love teaching Nia because every time I take it, I remember the gift that it is to be able to stop my mind and relax and bring myself back to my present moment through the sensations of my body. And right now, after having taught, I feel loosened up and joyful and freer in my body, which translates over to how I feel in my heart and my mind as well.
Well, thank you, and thank you for choosing this wonderful music today.
Thank you for being a part of it.
Thank you.
I would like to add a little bit of interview with Annie to express exactly where we are going to be able to find her.
Okay, so if you'd like to contact me personally about Nia classes in Asheville or in Hendersonville, you can reach me at by email at dreamdancinannie@aol.com. That's Dream, D-R-E-A-M, Danton, D-A-N-T-I-N, with no G, Annie, A-N-N-I-E, at AOL.com. You can also find us online several places. The national website is nianow.com. If you want to go to the local website that covers classes of all the teachers in Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina, you can go to Nia Carolina on Facebook. So go to Facebook and look for the Nia Carolina page. I also have a page called Dancing in the Dream in 2015. And I think that's good.
And all is going to be listed also in the introduction to the show. So you should have everything, all the links available, and you can copy-paste your calendar in your notebook. So long, everyone. Thank you. Hey, Annie.